Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. I want to thank you for joining me this evening. And for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. And it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, and safe and natural alternatives, as well as healthier lifestyle choices. And I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding this show. Now, last week, we talked about the importance of supplying your body with certain nutrients in order to support its own detoxification process. And I talked in great detail about foods that are vital to improve liver function and foods which will help eliminate toxins. As we know, our bodies need very specific nutrients in order to eliminate toxins. And today, I would like to talk about detoxification methods through the skin. Because the two organs that are primarily responsible for ridding the body of fat-soluble toxins are the liver and the skin, and the skin is the largest organ in the body. Now, most people's liver function is greatly impaired due to the standard American diet, and therefore it is greatly beneficial to assist the body in its detoxification process through various therapies that will help eliminate toxins through the skin as well. Detoxifying through the skin, meaning through sweat, lifts the burden from the liver and kidneys because it completely bypasses them. And I will talk about the benefits of saunas and the various types of saunas, as well as other detoxification methods. Never before in history have bodies been exposed to such large numbers and amounts of toxic chemicals. From chemicals in building materials and home furnishings, to food additives, solvents, and thousands of other products, chemicals are part of the modern lifestyle. And many of them harm the body, although the effects are often subtle. They accumulate in the water and air, so no location remains unaffected. And many of them degrade slowly, so their effects are actually cumulative. Avoiding exposure is all but impossible. According to the EPA, toxic chemicals are the worst environmental problem in the nation, responsible for up to 80% of cancer death. Our homes and environment are also subject to many toxic chemicals, including various cleaning products, synthetic carpets, upholstery, and drapes all contain toxic vapors. And there's also secondhand smoke, pesticides and herbicides in our lawns, lead or mercury. Just think about our mercury fillings that give off vapors every time we chew or consume warm liquid. There are industrial pollutants, car exhaust, cosmetic products that contain petroleum and other chemicals, air pollution, and prescription drugs. And of course, our food supply has also been poisoned due to the change of farming practices. One class of chemicals, pesticides, and herbicides are among the most toxic substances known to mankind, and that's the several billion pounds that are sprayed each year direct in our crops. Besides eating and wearing the residues, they contaminate the air and water supplies for hundreds of years. Testing for thousands of chemicals is costly when tests even exist, and medicine has little to offer to eliminate them from the body. Now, according to the EPA, toxic metals are the second worst environmental problem. Pesticides may contain lead, copper, arsenic, and other metals. 50 million mercury fillings are still placed in America each year, and tons of mercury is dumped into the air from coal burning and paper making plants. Aluminum compounds are routinely added to table salt and municipal drinking water supplies. Arsenic and lead used in pesticides and insecticides find their way into the water and food supplies. And some toxic metals replace vital minerals in enzyme binding sites. However, they do not function well. And when they accumulate, they contribute to hundreds of physical and emotional health conditions. Lead contributes to more than 100 conditions, including neuromuscular and bone diseases, fractures, mental retardation, hyperactivity, anemia, and others. And it's also interesting that Some historians believe the Roman Empire fell because lead water pipes slowly poisoned the people and decreased their strength and intelligence. Mercury toxicity is present in almost everyone today, and mercury is found in dental fillings, contact lens solutions, vaccines, and various other products. And mercury was found to contribute to hypothyroidism, an impaired immune system, digestive problems such as yeast infections, emotional difficulties, learning disabilities, ADHD, and many other conditions. And aluminum is associated with memory impairment and Alzheimer's disease. And aluminum is widely used in beverage cans, aluminum foils, deodorants and acids, and aluminum cookware. And then there's also radiation. An article in the magazine called The Ecologist in the April 2001 issue states, quote, "The radiation equivalent of a nuclear war has already happened," unquote. And this may not be an exaggeration. And the article carefully details that 1,900 nuclear tests, accidents, and nuclear waste dumping have exposed everyone on the planet to the equivalent of 1,000 Hiroshima bombs. Another hidden source of radiation are the fluoride compounds added to many municipal water supplies. And other sources are medical and dental x-rays, CAT scans and other scans, smoke alarms, etc. And radiation is carried on mineral particles, and the minerals lodge in the cells where they disrupt DNA synthesis, which in turn causes metabolic errors that multiply. Radiation and other toxins often affect the thyroid and adrenal glands, resulting in slow metabolic rate. And the condition affects over 90% of adults and causes fatigue, food cravings, allergies, obesity, chronic infections, and other conditions. A low body temperature impairs sweating, and this hinders elimination and interferes with tissue regeneration. And so by heating the body, saunas activate and enhance many metabolic processes, and this is most beneficial for those with sluggish metabolism. And metabolism slows as one grows older, and most older people exercise less. And sweating occurs less often, impairing elimination of toxins and increasing the risk of major diseases. Since sauna therapy helps reverse all these conditions, it is a prime anti-aging therapy. Sauna therapy can be used by most people at any age, and sauna therapy is a simple, effective therapy to help eliminate chemical toxins from the body. Okay, it's time to take a short break with music from today's feature CD by Lino, and the CD is titled Satin Blue, and I will be back in a moment to continue with this topic.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And we are talking about toxins and detoxification through the skin today. And the skin is the largest organ in the body. It covers more than 20 square feet in an average adult and accounts for as much as 15% of our total body weight, more than any single internal organ. And the average square inch of skin contains about 20 blood vessels, and more than 1,000 nerve endings and 650 sweat glands. And the skin has multiple functions. And it is often referred to as our third lung because the skin acts as an interface between our internal and external environments as it regulates exchange processes like absorption and elimination. Skin is a semi-permeable barrier through which your body can not only absorb substances, but can also release them. Sweating is one of the primary functions of the skin, and it accomplishes both temperature regulation and toxin removal. Your sweat is made up of many different components, and these include water up to 99%, and substances like salt and other electrolytes, sugar, metabolic waste like ammonia and urea, metals and heavy metals, and drug metabolites. And because our sweat can be as revealing as urine, sweat analysis is becoming an even more common clinical procedure for detecting a multitude of substances in the body. For example, a recent innovation in the science of drug testing is the sweat patch, a device which offers an accurate and non-invasive way to monitor drug use and abuse. When sweat glands are stimulated to increase production, they secrete a substance called sweat, which is synthesized from the fluid, which fills the spaces between our body's cells, which is called the interstitial spaces. And this fluid comes from blood plasma leaked into the tissues by capillaries. Any circulating toxins present in the blood system are carried into the interstitial spaces or matrix along with the plasma. And in this way, toxins make their way into sweat. Now, heat stress and exercise speed up the circulation of blood and therefore accelerate the release of fluid into the matrix. And this in turn prompts sweat glands to produce more toxin-laden sweat. Now, most people living in modern times do not sweat very much. Lack of adequate exercise, climate control technology at home and in the workplace, and the non-physical nature of most jobs contribute to minimal sweating. Unfortunately, decreased sweating means also decreased toxin removal. Detoxifying through the skin through sweating lifts the burden from the liver and kidneys because it completely bypasses them. Sweat production allows toxins circulating in the blood to be excreted directly through the skin, removing the necessity for the liver and kidneys to process, store, and eliminate toxins. The vast surface area of the skin allows quick, efficient detoxification without placing a burden on other detoxification organs. Sweating is the so-called shortcut to detoxification. Now let's talk about sauna. Now sauna is actually a Scandinavian word, and it is an ancient form of heat therapy used in many cultures around the world. Sauna refers to dry heat, although steam is sometimes added, usually by sprinkling water on hot rocks. And the sauna concept is to heat the body several degrees. And the body basically attempts to reduce its temperature by driving blood to the surface and by sweating. Now, sauna therapy improves circulation and relieves internal congestion. Heating the body also helps destroy bacteria, viruses, and tumors. Sweating promotes elimination of toxic chemicals, heavy metals, radiation, and other toxins. Saunas offer many of the benefits of exercise while requiring much less exertion. And in many cultures, the sauna therapy is an important part of everyday life, such as in Finland. I also find it very interesting that in Finnish society, the sauna was multi-purpose. Besides the weekly family bath, the building was used for smoking and curing meats, doing laundry, malting barley, and drying fish nets. And it was also used for massage, nursing the sick, and as a birthing chamber. And now it's time for another break with music. I hope you will enjoy this next song, and I'll be back shortly. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And today's topic is detoxification through the skin. Now, sauna therapy is one way to integrate sweating into a modern lifestyle. And people have been using saunas and sweat lodges to detoxify for thousands of years. By increasing both circulation and fat metabolism, the heat generated by the sauna causes the release of a wide range of toxins stored in fatty body tissue. And this process has been well documented in medical studies. And sauna therapy is so effective that the U.S. government recommends it for detoxification of dozens of poisons. In addition to accelerating detoxification, saunas provide numerous other benefits due to increased body temperature. And there's an excellent book called The Holistic Handbook of Sauna Therapy by Nina Silver, and a book by Dr. Lawrence Wilson. He's actually a medical doctor, and the book is called Sauna Therapy. And these books are excellent for those of you who would like specific details regarding the benefits of sauna therapy. But just to name a few health benefits, sauna therapy boosts the immune system, balances the autonomic nervous system, relieves internal congestion, alkalizes the body, increases circulation, relaxes muscles, and enhances the flexibility of tendons and ligaments, relieves pain, resolves edema, and so forth. So the benefits are many. It also promotes relaxation, and relaxation is more important to our health than most people realize. The more stressed you are, the more cortisol your body will produce. Now, cortisol is a so-called fight or flight hormone made in the adrenal glands that raises heart rate, blood pressure, and encourages the deposit of any excess calories into the midsection. Now, scientific evidence shows that sauna therapy helps the body maintain healthy levels of cortisol. Now, while cortisol levels stay the same or rise slightly during a sauna session, they drop afterwards. Traditional saunas are heated by wood burning or gas stoves, hot rocks, or electric heating elements. And traditional saunas heat only the surface of the body, mainly through convection, which means the transfer of heat from hot air to the body. And because the heating effect is generated from warm air in the sauna, traditional saunas operate at high temperatures between 150 to 210 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, healthy people can use these saunas daily. However, the high temperature renders the sauna dangerous for people with certain types of health problems and cardiovascular weakness. And there are also what's called far infrared radiation saunas. Now, infrared radiation is a type of electromagnetic energy which was discovered in the 1800s by Sir Frederick William Herschel. He was actually a German musician and astronomer. And far infrared saunas were introduced about 30 years ago and are heated by metallic or ceramic elements which emit far infrared radiation. And they heat the body through radiant energy. And unlike the convection method of heating used in traditional saunas, radiant energy does not require the air in the sauna to be very hot. So, similar to the sun, radiant energy causes heating by transferring energy into physical objects. Even though the sun is millions of miles away, it can still heat the earth via radiant energy. Far infrared saunas operate with a much lower ambient air temperature than traditional saunas, and the body is actually warmed from the inside as well as on the surface, and radiant energy penetrates the body up to about 1.5 inches. Now, some researchers believe that these types of saunas are more effective and more comfortable than traditional saunas. Infrared light is part of the sun's invisible spectrum, and one of the far infrared light's characteristic is the ability to easily penetrate human tissue, and when this happens, it creates a natural resonance, which has many beneficial properties. For example, you probably remember the last time you were sunbathing with sunscreen. You were still hot, right? Because, of course you were, because the sunscreen only stops the ultraviolet light from hitting your skin. The far infrared heat penetrates your skin, giving you that wonderful warmth, and you can be exposed to far infrared heat for hours and it will never cause your skin to burn. So it is completely healthy and safe. And if you're planning on purchasing a model for home use, just make sure your sauna model is safe and does not emit a lot of radiation. And we just recently installed a very safe far infrared heat sauna to the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. And the detoxification from a sunlight sauna or far infrared sauna is 7 to 10 times greater than a conventional sauna because it operates more effectively at temperatures 60 to 80 degrees lower than conventional saunas. And in this type of sauna, the average person sweats out 20% toxins and 80% water, compared to a conventional sauna where the average person only sweats out 3% toxins and 97% water. Far infrared saunas detoxify at a cellular level and detoxify the body from heavy metals, including mercury, lead, cadmium, and aluminum, as well as arsenic, formaldehyde, and industrial chemicals. It helps to purify cells, and detoxification is made simple, easy, and comfortable through a far infrared sauna. Far infrared saunas also have shown to assist in weight loss, pain management, skin purification, and stress reduction. And this type of therapy can also provide relief to patients suffering from arthritis, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and certain skin conditions. And we'll be able to offer this far infrared sauna therapy within the next week or so at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. And if you're interested and would like to get more information, please call us at 365-2288. Another exciting technology we do have available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center is called Ion Therapy Detoxifying Foot Bath. And it really is a special form of foot bath that detoxifies the whole body through electric frequencies. Now let's take another break and listen to music from today's feature CD by Lino, titled Satin Blue. And when I come back, I will tell you about this amazing new technology. Thank you. everyone. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We have been talking about detoxification through the skin as well as sauna therapy. And I was about to tell you about a new holistic treatment that assists the body's natural detoxification process. And this treatment is called ion therapy, and it is a detoxifying foot bath. It is a new and amazing technology, and for many people, this is a transformative experience. They feel better immediately. There are different frequencies of energy are going through the body and essentially causing the matrix, which is actually the interstitial space or connective tissue that the body is made of, to move and to loosen up and let loose of toxic materials that are trapped in it. And the electrical current pulls these compounds out through the feet into the foot bath. And one of the reasons the foot bath is so successful is that the acupuncture meridians, which are the primary channels through the living matrix, all have terminations in the feet. And there's something like 60 acupuncture points in the feet. And these points connect to meridians that connect through the matrix of the body to every nook and cranny of the body. So in terms of a holistic treatment, this is a treatment that reaches into every part of the body. As I mentioned earlier, the body does a clever trick by trapping harmful substances and toxins in fat cells in the tissue and thereby doesn't allow them to get into the circulation. It is a protecting mechanism, but the toxins accumulate in the tissues and eventually cause problems. And when that happens, and there are actually about 11 trillion cells talking to each other via the matrix, it basically cuts down on the communication between the circulatory system and the cells. All of the nutrients for the cells have to go through the connective tissue from the circulatory system to the cells, and toxic material has to be taken from the cells through the connective tissue to the circulation. And when the connective tissue is clogged with toxic materials, it creates barriers to the nutrition of the cells and the detoxification of the cells. So what this technology does is the different electric frequencies vibrate the matrix or connective tissue, and the toxic materials are electrically charged and are removed. And this is very important for cellular nutrition because we need every cell in our body to be free from toxins and to be in good communication with the circulatory system. Now, this amazing technology is also able to diminish inflammation. Now, inflammation is characterized by pain, swelling, redness, heat, and the loss of range of motion. Inflammation is actually a natural process. For example, if you have an injury, the body naturally walls off this area of injury in order to protect the rest of the body. The problem is that often the inflammatory process does not completely wind down, so you're left with little pockets of persistent inflammation, which the body recognizes as a problem and sends more white blood cells and secretes more free radicals, which do more damage, and eventually these free radicals can start to attack normal tissue. So this starts a vicious cycle. The realization that lots of different kinds of diseases that were previously not considered inflammatory diseases are actually caused by little pockets of inflammation at various places in the body. And that has been a huge medical breakthrough and has been worldwide news. One of the best treatments for inflammation is the electrons. The electrons can actually get into these sites of inflammation and can neutralize free radicals. Basically, electrons are like antioxidants. They can cancel out the free radicals and can help the body flush out toxins. These are some of the principles of this technology, and some people feel good just after one treatment. And they may find a chronic disease or a chronic difficulty that they have had for a long time begins to go away, sometimes very quickly. And it is not that the foot bath is curing any disease, it is helping the body to do its natural process of detoxification. The foot bath has the advantage that it diminishes inflammation in the body. And this is new and exciting research, and we are pleased to offer this technology at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. Now, patients with pain, edema, gout, headaches, and swollen joints have often reported immediate relief. Other patients with arthritis, allergies, lymphedema, neuralgia, and other symptoms have experienced relief and benefits with multiple treatments. For more information on this new technology, please visit my website at www.elywellness.com or stop by at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center on the corner of 2nd Avenue and Chapman Street and pick up a pamphlet on the ion therapy. Since we were talking about the skin earlier, I also would like to mention that the skin functions the same way as a two-way road. Not only can the body eliminate toxins through the skin, it can also absorb substances through the skin. For example, many medications are administered through the skin, and these include nicotine patches, birth control patches, insulin patches for diabetics, etc. The absorptive properties of the skin have the potential to cause harm to the body because we often absorb toxins and undesirable substances through our skin. People take great care to drink filtered water, yet take showers in tap water containing chlorine and other harmful chemicals. Many common skin products contain synthetic chemicals and other toxins. Skin detoxification depends almost exclusively on the release of toxins in sweat. But the body's ability to absorb substances through the skin can also be employed in the service of detoxification and healing. And one such example is the simple addition of Epsom salt to a hot bath, and this alone can have very profound effects during a healing process. It is relaxing and reduces stress. It also alkalizes the body tissues and blood, restores healthy magnesium levels, and neutralizes some toxins. It also helps with muscle soreness, fatigue, depression, and many other symptoms. These positive results are temporary, but they are still worthwhile because for a very small investment of time and money, a higher sense of well-being is achieved. And there is also a salt and soda bath, and this is primarily an alkalizing and mineralizing bath. And it is inexpensive, usually very comfortable, although the salt and soda bath can actually sting the skin a little at first. And this bath will remove certain toxins and even help with infections in some cases. And for this procedure, you have to add an equal amount of sea salt and baking soda. Perhaps start with 1 cup each and make the bath stronger as you get more used to it. And any type of sea salt will do, but not table salt. So just mix the salt and soda into the water, and the bath should be fairly hot for best results. And you should stay in the water for 20 to 30 minutes. Now, before we continue, let's take a short break with more music. And when I come back, I will explain the health benefits of castor oil packs. Thank you. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia, and we have been talking about various detoxification methods through the skin, and now I would like to explain the many health benefits of castor oil packs. Also completely ignored by orthodox medical establishment, castor oil and castor oil packs constitute an ancient remedy that has been in use for at least 3,000 years. And the profound positive benefit of castor oil is probably the reason practitioners during the Middle Ages called it the oil of Christ. And the packs incorporate two very important therapeutic principles. And the first is warmth, especially warmth over the metabolic organs. And the second is detoxification. Castor oil seems to be able to increase the flow of bile, particularly in the liver, and this gentle stimulation and draining, in turn, helps the liver perform its detoxification tasks and stimulate more excretion through the bowels. When you apply the castor oil pack over a diseased organ, the organ gets warmer almost immediately, and more blood flow comes to the area, thereby flushing out toxins. The lymph, which is actually the garbage collection system in our bodies, begins to circulate more quickly. And spasms and pains are relieved, and in time, the organ gets healthier. Castor oil packs over the abdominal area, one or two times per week, can also be helpful for all digestive problems. Castor oil packs should be considered a treatment of choice and the first line of defense for all local pain and inflammation. And the procedure is very simple, and all you do is you pour castor oil onto a piece of flannel or any other absorbent cloth, and the cloth should be large enough to cover the area you're trying to treat. And the cloth should be quite damp, but not dripping with oil. And we have castor oil available at the Evergreen Cottage. Then you place the pack on your abdomen or over your liver. And then you place a heating pad on top of the pack. However, before doing so, be sure to cover the pack with a large plastic bag or a saran wrap, and this is to keep the oil from soiling the heating pad. Then you turn on the heating pad to medium to high and relax in bed or on the couch with the pack for up to 2 hours. And then to clean up, you just turn off the heating pad, remove the plastic bag, and remove the pack from your abdomen and wipe off the area with a clean rag or paper towel. And you can actually reuse the castor oil pack by placing it in a glass or plastic jar, and you screw on the top of the jar to keep the oil moist. And you can also use a Ziploc bag if you like. And the pack can be reused many times without adding more oil, unless it is getting dried out. And you can also apply a pack overnight, and all you have to do is create a castor oil pack, as I mentioned earlier. And then when you're ready for bed, you place the pack on your abdomen, also covering your liver. And then you cover the pack with a plastic bag or a saran wrap, or maybe you can also use another clean towel or cloth. And then you wrap an ACE bandage around your waist and around the pack as tightly as you can comfortably stand it. And then you go to bed with the pad strapped on, and in the morning, you remove the ACE bandage, you remove the pack, wipe off the area, and store the castor oil pack in a tightly closed jar or plastic bag for future use. I hope you will give this wonderful and effective ancient remedy a try. So this concludes our segment on detoxification therapy through the skin. Now let's take another short break with some music, and when I come back, we will highlight the food of the week.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We are about ready to wrap up today's show. But before we do that, I would like to highlight the food of the week, which I chose to be turmeric, since we were talking about inflammation earlier. Now, turmeric's taste is not as recognizable as, say, cinnamon, but there is no mistaking how it looks. In fact, the Latin name comes from the Sanskrit word for yellow. And this spice has been used for thousands of years not only as a colorant and flavor enhancer for food, but also as cosmetic, perfume, and textile dye, and a medicinal remedy for everything from digestive problems to psoriasis. And studies show that this relative of ginger may help heal or prevent a long list of diseases. Now, turmeric contains large doses of manganese, iron, and even fiber, but its high concentration of a bright yellow pigment called curcumin offers the most health promise. Curcumin is actually an antioxidant, and it fights inflammation, which is a major factor in a wide range of serious health ailments, including arthritis, heart disease, and cancer. It also protects against hardening of the arteries by reducing the buildup of cholesterol in cells. It also combats cancer by suppressing the growth of tumors and disables certain harmful enzymes that cause inflammation. In India, where cooks use turmeric regularly, and most notably as the main ingredient in curry powder, rates of Alzheimer's rank lowest in the world. And researchers believe that curcumin helps prevent the buildup of harmful plaque in the brain. Now, in India, where turmeric's ability to heal wounds is well established, you can actually buy band-aids saturated with the spice. And to try this remedy for minor cuts and skin irritations, you can make a paste of turmeric and water and apply it to the area for up to an hour and then rinse it off. It is very hard to find fresh turmeric in the produce aisles. It looks like a dark flesh ginger, but it is very easy to find the dried variety, and its color ranges from yellow to orange. Just make sure to replace it every 6 to 12 months because it loses its punch over time. Now, as far as cooking with turmeric, it pairs well with legumes and vegetables such as lentils and cauliflower, and meats like chicken and lamb. And it is best to sauté the spice in a little oil before adding it to other ingredients. And this technique is called blooming, and it brings out turmeric's flavor. So this concludes today's program. I hope you enjoyed the information as well as the music. Please feel free to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any questions. And for a list of my services, I invite you to visit my website at elywellness.com. And I also invite you to check out the Whole Foods pantry at the Evergreen Cottage, where you will find organic groceries, including organic produce, organic meats and dairy products, and a wide variety of natural foods and health and wellness products. And if you happen to be in the Virginia area, make sure to visit the Natural Harvest Food Co-op. Thank you so much for listening today. Remember, let food be your medicine. Be well and take care.